Hello and welcome to the Night Feed. I'm your host, Charlotte, here to bring you some comfort, camaraderie and conversation to keep you company during, let's face it, one of the toughest parts of being a new parent, the Night Feed. Today's unpaid sponsor is the Sock Vortex. Every time I do the washing, I lose baby socks. I put them in, I see them going in, both of them. And every time I come to fold the washing, socks have gone, vanished. I've actually resorted to just having a basket now with my baby socks in. And every time I get a matching one, pairing them. Because let me tell you, I have a basket of odd socks and I don't for the life of me know where they go. Am I on my own? Tell me I'm not. I'm recording this today as my youngest naps and my oldest watches Disney Alice in Wonderland for the first time. Oh, don't you just love watching them watch films for the first time? I just think it's the sweetest thing, just seeing it all through their eyes, because obviously we've seen it and we know what happens, and but watching them taking the magic is just the one of the best parts of being a parent, I think. It's like Christmas, isn't it? Just seeing it all through your child's eyes. And yeah, I'm loving that. We've just started getting into Disney films a bit more and it's so sweet watching her. I don't watch the screen, I just watch her watch it and I love it. So if you can hear any kind of white rabbit or anything in the background, that's what that is. I saw something yesterday that made me quite sad and I thought I'd share it and see what you think. We were out in the museum, as I mentioned on yesterday's episode, and there was a little toddler playing with my toddler in a kind of soft play area. And the little boy kept going to his mum, who was literally glued to her phone. Like, her head didn't come up from her phone. And maybe she was having a bad day. She was trying to sort something. Maybe she was in a stressful situation. Fair enough, she's on her phone. But if she wasn't, she was just kind of on her phone and didn't look up at him, hardly at all. At one point, he came over with a book and put on a knee, and she kind of like pushed him away and didn't even look up at that point. And it just seemed to me like the extreme of being on your phone around your kids. And I know we're all guilty of it now and then. We are on our phones. I know that. But I have been pretty good with that ever since I saw this, or I was told about this post or something, this scenario that happened in a school, and a teacher asked some very young children, what do they want to be? As in, like, what do you want to be when you grow up? And one little boy came forward and said, I want to be my mummy's phone because then she'll play with me. Now, I don't know if this is a bit of an old wives' tale or a bit of a, you know, one of those kind of stories, but it really hit me hard that, and I thought, yeah, being on your phone around your kids to that level is, I think, isolating for them, really isolating for them. I've been in those situations when you're, say, with someone and your phone's dead or you've not got it on you, and they're kind of, they're not being antisocial, but they're on it a bit and they're looking at stuff and you kind of just sat, and it does feel isolating, doesn't it? It feels like they can see things that you can't see. And our parents didn't have this thing in the hand that absorbed them. Because you know what it's like when you go on to social media, say, for even if it's for two minutes when your children are playing, it can suck you in. And before you know it, you've been on there for 5 minutes, just scrolling. And I just wanted to raise it tonight because it really hit me seeing that situation yesterday. And I'm not here to talk badly about other mums at all. This is not what this podcast is. I want to lift other mums and lift each other up. And this isn't me having a go at this woman. This is just me telling you a scenario that I think if she could see it from my eyes, she'd be like, oh, what was I like? That was awful. But when you're in the moment, like I say, she might have been having a stressful day. She might have been having to sort something on her phone, and that's fair enough. But to think that some people are on their phone to that level around their kids all the time is, I think, pretty heartbreaking. So it's just being mindful, isn't it? I try to leave my phone away from us when we're playing and I'm very mindful of that, because I don't want my kids thinking that my phone rules me and that they have to interrupt me from my phone. Next tonight is a question for my podcast. And tonight's question is, are there any baby products that you regret buying? I personally didn't really fall into that kind of having to think I had to buy everything. You know, I think there's a lot of brilliant marketing out there when it comes to our demographic. And some of these companies can have you in a bit of a chokehold and make you think, oh, you have to have this gadget for the pram, or you have to have this. Your baby won't sleep without this. And I never really bought into that. I always kind of used to think, well, when I was little, they didn't have it, you know, and when my parents were little, they didn't have it. And I think there's so many mod cons now that, don't get me wrong, they can be brilliant. But I was quite conscious about not going down that rabbit hole. A few things that I do regret though, however, and this isn't necessarily a regret, this is just me looking back now as a more experienced parent, was water wipes. Great wet wipes, but I personally don't think worth £3 a packet. And when we had our first, it was very much no expense spare, we want whatever we need for her in terms of her health and well-being. And I'd read these wipes were obviously as pure as cotton wool and water, and you're told you need to use cotton wool and water, but in the middle of the night that isn't always feasible, let's be honest. And if you're doing that, then wow. I didn't have the energy for that, so I thought, oh, water wipes, these are they're pure, they've not got any nasty chemicals in. And we did pay for them £3 a packet wet wipes, to discover that Aldi's 69p wet wipes are pretty much exactly the same as far as I'm concerned. So yeah, that's one thing that I look back on and laugh a bit now and think, well, you do obviously want the best for your baby, and sometimes you will fork out on something that you don't necessarily need. And you realize as you get more experience as a parent, there's a lot of alternatives that are just the same. Another thing I don't regret this buy, but we have a version of the Trip Trap high chairs, which are, I love the look of them. They're very aesthetically pleasing in my kitchen. They last the kids till they're 5, I think it is, because you can adjust the height of the chair. So I love the fact that they can physically sit at the table as if they're on a normal chair. We all sit around the table together, and I think they're great for that. However, my one negative is they are a nightmare to clean, especially when you've got little fingers with porridge on them get into every nook and cranny. There's a lot of nooks and crannies, so they can be difficult to clean. And when we've been out and about and they've sat in those high chairs you can get in IKEA for about £15, they just wipe so easy, don't they? I don't know if you have your high chairs yet, or you're thinking about getting a high chair, if you've got a newborn. It's not that I wouldn't recommend that style of high chair that we have, because I do think there's a lot of benefits. But if you want something easy and a lot cheaper, then I would recommend the IKEA. I think they're like £15. I think they've been £15 for years. And I never bought a changing table. That's one thing that a lot of people say, oh, I regret getting the changing table, it just takes up space. I knew that I was going to change the babies on my knee in the night. I just knew that would happen. I actually prefer changing them on my knee, and I get that from my mum. My mum always changed us on her knee, and I just find it easier. I find you can hold them easier, especially when they're at the age where they just want to wriggle and wriggle everywhere. And when you're out and about, I don't particularly love using changing tables. I find they can be quite unhygienic as well, depending on where you go. So I always have been in the habit of just changing them on my knee. So I didn't get a changing table, and I'm glad I didn't. I wouldn't have used it. The other thing that I didn't get, but I've read a lot of recently about, is the Duna car seat. I keep seeing them everywhere, and they're actually banned in the US and Australia because they follow different car seat guidelines. But the thing that strikes me with them a lot is, if you don't know, they're like car seats that can transform into a pram in like the flick of a button. So you literally get out the car and it becomes a pram, which I can imagine is ideal for getting in and out of the house, if you're going into a shop quickly, it's handy for that. But we know, and it's drilled into me as a mum to be, that newborns can't be in these car seats for more than half an hour. And I see them in the Trafford Centre all the time. For me, as a new mum, I was told don't be putting them in a car seat for longer than half an hour, especially when they're very little. I know that limit goes up as they get older and their spines develop and they're not as malleable. But just something to be wary of if you do have one of them car seats. I'm not trying to scare you or worry you. It's just to be mindful to take breaks with them being in there. Obviously, in the car, you know, that the car seats are all very similar, aren't they? The baby ones. But it's just being mindful that not to keep them in there for too long, because I imagine it can be quite tempting when it's so convenient, especially if the baby's asleep. Oh, we'll just leave them in the seat. It's just a reminder, really, that I think if you're going to be out for a long time, it's always best to have them flat, isn't it? Now on to social media says. Tonight I saw a quote about postpartum recovery, and it was saying how as mothers, we take 2 years plus to recover both physically and mentally from giving birth. And it's very easy to go by this kind of 6 week timeline that you get medically. You know, you have all your checks after 6 weeks and it's almost like, right, you're good to go, you're okay. And that's great. Don't get me wrong, that we can feel empowered to almost feel like ourselves again. But it isn't realistic, is it? I think back in the day when our grandmothers gave birth, they had 2 weeks bed rest a lot of the time. Correct me if I'm wrong, but they were in hospital a lot longer than we were. And I remember asking my midwife when I had my first, you know, how long should I prepare a bag for to stay in hospital? And she said, well, you can go the same day if everything's okay. And I remember thinking, the same day? After what you go through, after what you physically and mentally go through, we can leave the same day. And I know the NHS is hugely stretched at the moment. I know that. And I think they do a phenomenal job. Where I was anyway, the midwives and the nurses and the doctors were all phenomenal. And you could see how rushed off their feet they were. And I find that really sad how pushed to the limits they are. And it's a shame that as new mums, we are almost kind of herded out hospital. Like, you're good, you're okay. As long as everything's all right, you're okay to go. And we will come and check you. And I know we do get good aftercare in this country. We do get midwives and health visitors coming to check us. But it all feels very fast, doesn't it? And it's just a reminder that it's okay not to feel physically, emotionally, mentally yourself for a while after giving birth. And you're going through motherhood, which is a completely new, if you're a first-time mum, completely new experience. Every day is a learning day. And it's making sure that you remember that it's okay not to snap back in a second and start exercising again and start living your life as you did before you became a mum, and to be kind to yourself and just give yourself a bit of a break. Now to finish on a quote. This is one I wrote for TikTok a few weeks ago, and it goes like this. I see you, Mama. I see the tears rolling down your cheeks as you realise you won't be sleeping tonight. I see your arch back doing everything in its power to hold your body up through the early hours. I see your arms cradling your tiny baby as you rock back and forth. I see you wondering how long these sleepless nights will last. I see you thinking that you're the only person up feeding now, wondering how you'll get through tomorrow. But know this, Mama, you're not alone. You will get through this, and you're doing an amazing job. Raising a baby is hard, and in these early days, you must be kind to yourself. It does get so much easier. So enjoy these tiny cuddles whilst they're still small, as before you know it, these moments will be memories. Thanks for listening this evening. I hope, as always, it's given you a little lift in the middle of the night if you're awake with your baby now. Keep remembering that it does get easier, and to be kind to yourself. Good night.